The Love Boat Rex on Love Island will not be heard this time, so that we may bring you a program that we know you'll love.
So, Gordon Pepper, and if that episode was from part one of the Horror Fang Rock, Captain Steubing gets electrocuted by a Ruchon.
There have been worse things on the Love Boat, trust me.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. Giving new meaning to the phrase, coochie, coochie. Anyway. Enough shock. You want to talk about shocks? We've got shocks. The Emmy noms are out. That's a bit of a shocker. We have a bit of a shocker on Drag Race. We have several shockers on Jeopardy. And, of course, because we
not
all...
Not a shocker at all on Big Brother. Thank you.
Yep. And, of course, because we all love a human centipede, we have Who's Your Daddy?
Me!
Indeed. So, let's do it, Chico.
From somewhere in America, the All-Star Edition, one short of 500 on the World's Strongest Game Show podcast, WLTI, is on. Let's go!
Whee!
We are one away from 500, and yes, I'm back! This is your strength and conditioning coach, all-around good guy, and just happy to be back. This is episode 499 of WLTI here on 5-1. Thank you very much for covering me the last few weeks. I am glad to be back here. Gentlemen, Chico, Gordon, let's open the envelope, shall we?
Okay. Did we do you proud last week, by the way, Jay?
Yes, you did.
Okay, good. All right, so this Tuesday morning, we woke up to a couple of the nominees, and then we had lunch to the other ones, because nobody on the West Coast wants to get up at 5 in the morning for people on the East Coast. So we had to wait till lunch to get the nominees for this year's Primetime Emmy Awards. We've got the big four right here, and couple of surprises, couple of snubs. We'll get to it line by line. Let's talk first about Outstanding Reality Competition. It is The Traitors, RuPaul's Drag Race, The Amazing Race, Survivor, and Top Chef. Not a surprise, actually, bit of a surprise that The Voice, well, actually, it's not really a surprise, but The Voice.
No. Honestly, in this category, the five got it right. They all had excellent seasons and deserve to be on this list.
I agree.
The surprise here is that there's no weird one that we're going, huh? No, absolutely, Jay's absolutely right. Right call here. They're all standards, but they've all had fantastic seasons. Absolutely no issue with any of these.
Yeah, I have no issue with these. They've all had great seasons. It looks like The Traitors to win, but don't count out Drag Race just yet. Obviously. Now we go to the reality host. We have RuPaul Charles for RuPaul's Drag Race. Mark Cuban, Lori Grainer, Kevin O'Leary, Barbara Corcoran, David John, and Daniel Lebetsky for Shark Tank. Alan Cumming for The Traitors. Kristen Kish for Top Chef. And Jeff Probst for Survivor. Again, I like these five.
These no, I don't. Uh-uh. Wrong.
Sort of like these five. I'm going to say one that I really like and one that I'm scratching my head and going, huh? Good for Kristen Kish.
Shark Tank cast do not deserve to be there. The only reason why they're there is that because it's Mark Cuban's last season. Okay?
That could be a reason. That being said, I don't expect them to win. But I do like the fact that they threw in Kristen Kish in there. Well deserved.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The other four I'm fine with.
Yeah. By the way, RuPaul is up for his 10th nomination, and that breaks the record.
Yes, it does. Congratulations to RuPaul Charles on that. Yeah. Now we get to the controversy.
Okay, here, this is where we get to, take off our kid gloves and get down to the nitty gritty. Outstanding Game Show. The nominees are Celebrity Family Feud, Jeopardy, The Price is Right, Wheel of Fortune, and I don't even know if this had an episode in the last year, but Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Okay. Hell no!
Okay.
Oh, wait. Let's, before we say hell no, yes, there was, again, this was from last year. So yes, there definitely was the celebrity episodes of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire that were there and eligible based on the timeline. So let's not consider a controversy based on that. Obviously, you know what show I'd like to see there.
Okay.
If you know,
Here's the thing.
That being said, let's talk about this.
Yes. Okay. In a year that gave us The Floor, The 1% Club, and another great season of Let's Make a Deal, these are the five that show up. How?
And you also forget 25 words or less.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
That's right.
Okay. There are at least four or five shows that should have been nominated here instead of...
And Press Your Luck. Where's Press Your Luck?
Right. You agree with that, Gordon?
Unpopular opinion. I think they got it right.
Well, I don't. I don't at all.
You don't have to. I thought Millionaire, based on everything else, I thought Millionaire did not have a horrible season. You got to take the biases, shove it in a box. We're talking gameplay. We're not talking, well, you know, there should have been civilians. We're not talking about, well, you know, there should have been... And I sound like Hartman. From a gameplay perspective, and that's what the Emmys are based on, kids. Millionaire is still a good show. You still have Kimmel. You still have all these good elements that are in the show that are there. Yes, it's not your Jason Block's Millionaire. It's not even your Gordon Pepper's Millionaire. But it's Millionaire. And therefore, I don't have an issue with it, especially the way that it was there. Let's Make a Deal. Do I think they should have been there? Yeah. But let's make a deal out of the equation momentarily. Every other game show that you have and that you mentioned is bland. It's syndicated. It's there. Again, unpopular opinion time. The show itself isn't bland. But you don't have any episodes that go out there and scream out, yes, I am Oscar worthy. And again, just a reminder, it's you take one episode of the show. It's not the full show. It's one episode that you go out there and you showcase.
You're correct. You're correct on that, but you're absolutely wrong. Because
I could be correct and wrong at the same time. That will not be the first time or last time that we hear that.
Yes, because if you think there is any entertainment value there within the Kimmel Millionaire thing, I'm sorry. I've watched it. No, there isn't. And I disagree with you totally. I think Kimmel is a crappy host, and I will say it to his face if I ever meet him. And I think the fact that they still want to do celebrities over here is mind-blowing to me.
You know, the reason why Jason's so upset about this is twofold. Number one, we didn't do Win Jason Block's Money. And number two, when we did Win Gordon Pepper's Money, Jason could not beat me.
Ha, 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 no.
Okay.
Look it up.
Okay, but
and not even a Chico, by the way, either. But that's another story for another time.
Okay. Let's look at the. Okay, we all have.
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah, we all have issue. But honestly, if Jeopardy doesn't win this one, we riot. But or at least I'll.
No,
riot.
I don't think
Jeopardy's gonna win this one.
Okay. No, I think Wheel of Fortune is.
Absolutely correct. That is the correct answer.
Okay.
Wheel of Fortune is going to win, but a very big problem in this next category, too, which is Best Game Show Host.
Yes, we have a first-time nominee, Elizabeth Banks, for Press Your Luck. sisters are doing it
good
for
with
themselves.
That one. I do not have an issue with that whatsoever. Next.
I think it's long overdue myself. Steve Harvey.
I agree with you.
Steve Harvey for Celebrity Family Feud. No issue there.
No issue there.
Ken Jennings for Jeopardy. No issue there.
No issue there.
Yep.
Colin Jost for Pop Culture Jeopardy. Really?
I'm okay with that.
I'm not.
He may not be your cup of tea, but he is. And again, and Jason Block, if I remember correctly, even apologized for saying, hey, you know what? He got better. Yes, he did.
He did get better, well, but I don't think he was Emmy worthy.
I don't think so either.
Again, there's plenty of episodes that show that he was really good. However, give me the last one, and then we can sort of make an argument for a couple. But Chico, last one.
Okay, don't be mad. Jimmy Kimmel.
Yay!
Okay.
I'm not mad.
All right. This is a
season.
This is a season that gave us Rob Lowe's Best on the Floor, Wayne Brady's Best on Let's Make a Deal, Jiminy.
You're forgetting the big one.
Meredith Vieira, 25 words or less. There, are you happy?
No, that's not the one.
Oh, sorry.
No.
Ryan Seacrest. There is on one.
No, there's somebody else that I would have added on there. And it's not Ryan Seacrest. Jay, give me yours. I'll give you mine. Oh, baby.
Oh, it is Ryan Seacrest for me.
It's Patton Oswalt for me.
Thank you. That's what I was trying to remember. It's like, we had all these great hosts, and these are the five we end up with. Nothing against Elizabeth Banks. She's phenomenal. Nothing against Steve Harvey. He's legendary. Nothing against Ken Jennings. He is a student of the game. Really? Really?
I don't have a problem with either Jimmy Kimmel or Mr. Jost. And again, back to what I'm saying. You got one episode, you get to serve it in there.
I know.
By the way, we all know that Drew Carey doesn't want anything to do with it, but if he did, then we'd mention him too.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, exactly. Please, because Drew Carey, if he ever put his name in there, he would have had two or three Emmys.
Oh, totally. But, you know,
I absolutely agree.
He's gone on record as saying the show is not him. The show is the players. The show is the games. We've gone on record about this. So, yeah, all thanks and praise to Drew Carey for being that guy. Okay.
I was about to say, the big thing about Drew Carey is that now he is halfway to Bob Barker's numbers right now. Because this was his 18th season, right?
Oh,
he's going to start
at
19th, is that right?
Oh, but yeah. So we
Before I move on, I'm going to finish this segment with this. Congratulations to everybody that was nominated. Yeah. It is an honor to be nominated, especially this year, especially with. And again, it's a fun thing for us to chat about this. I know there'll be more about this that we'll be chatting about when we get closer to the actual spectacle and the event. But this is great. And the fact that we can chat about this makes it more fun. Speaking of spectacles, we have a big house that's borderless spectacle, spectacular, and a lounge that's much less.
Previously on Big Brother.
So we all got. I'm assuming we talked about week one. Yes, on
yeah,
last
we
week's
called.
Show.
We talked last week. We talked about night one. We talked about the 16 new house guests, the accomplice, the red guy, Rachel coming back, and
you mean the mastermind,
the mastermind,
red guy, yeah,
the red guy, yeah. Mastermind. We talked about him. We talked about the HOH relic, not Julie.
Yes. Yes. And here's the very interesting thing. So, everyone thinks gets the vote on who the accomplice is, and none of them got it right.
Nope.
Riley got 11, Zay got 5, and the mastermind says, wrong. And Amy is the accomplice.
Yep.
To the mastermind. And Zach's $10,000 has an interesting twist to it. If it happens. See, he could use his $10,000 prize if he wants to, to buy his immunity once up until Jory.
That's right. And Rachel, speaking of immunity, is immune from the vote, but she will have to live this week as a have-not. Then,
by the way, I love the $10,000 buy the immunity thing. I wish they actually
That's a great twist.
I actually wish they have and hope that they have more of these where it's like vacation or immunity. I mean, there are some that naturally have that as we go on, but I want more of this.
Yep. And speaking of Rachel, she gets to start a chain of safety in a move stolen from the snake. Rachel grants safety to Will. Will grants safety to Zach. And Zach grants safety to Ava. And on day four, Vince nominates Amy, Ashley, and Zay for eviction.
Right, but now if you remember, Kelly said, I want to be a pawn. Nope.
Nope.
Okay. So, now, okay.
Why do you want to be a pawn?
No, never.
Never. Ever, ever. Never, ever, ever.
Okay. So, Ashley, who was in the shower for an hour and a half, right, I believe?
Yes.
So, she was hurt by the nomination. Rachel and Zach join Amy, Ashley, Vince, and Zay in the campsite caper veto competition, which Ashley wins. She removes herself, and Vince nominates Kelly as a replacement, but then, of course, Jemmy, as an idiot, decides to play way too hard and calls out Keanu in front of the house. Moron. It's day four.
You're playing way too hard, way too early. What's wrong with you?
Exactly. So, on tonight's episode... Now, I have to ask this, Gordon, because I watched this, and I hope you did too, Chico. Part of the... Because we had the Big Brother blockbuster, but during that time, Zay went after Rachel, and Rachel said, "You better not go after the queen, you might get beheaded." Do you think she had an influence on tonight's vote?
Without question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, let's talk about the blockbuster competition, Ransom Note. It's a race one scramble four words that formed a clue, directing them to collect an item in the room. Kelly's the first to retrieve that item, picking up a white and green gem tiara to win the blockbuster and safety. So, Kelly is on the block. Now she's off the block. Now it's Zay and Amy. It's time for the live vote, y'all. And in the live vote, Kelly evicts Amy. Rachel evicts Zay. Zach evicts Amy. Riley evicts Zay. Jimmy evicts Zay. Morgan evicts Zay. That's 4-2 for Zay so far. Adrian to evict Amy. Keanu to evict Amy. We're tied at 4 again. Ashley. Mickey. And Ava evicts Zay, 7-4. Will evicts Amy, 7-5. And in a 9-5 vote, Zay is the first person to park his substantial behind on the WLTI. Losers Lounge Couch! That's right, it's the WLTI Losers Lounge Couch. We have comfortable seating, remote control freedom, Sydney Sweeney soft-ass cushion, cup holder, your very own cubby hole, and an e-reader preloaded with a copy of Why We Suck by Dennis Leary, as is custom for the first person evicted from the Big Brother house. As well as the Club Gordon Banger of the Week. Gordon, do you have a banger?
Yes, it's called You Play Too Much. And they did. You can also say "Down with the Queen."
By the way, was that by Spoken Reasons?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
We do our research here. You want snacks? Yeah, you want snacks? We got snacks. We got Goobers, Raisinets, Pretzels, Oreos, Breeze, Chewy Sprees, Hot Cheetos and Takis, Chilled Reese's Cups, Cheez-Its, Pizza Pringles, Moon Pies, Funyuns, Fun Dip, Carrot Chicago-style popcorn.
Well, you're changing it up. Okay.
If you're thirsty, you have to drink to cure your little loser thirst. We have Coke, Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Sprite, Snapple, Ocean Spray, Ruby Red, Dr. Pepper, Simply Orange, Simply Cranberry, Tang, Red Kool-Aid, Sunny D, Purple Stuff, Purple Drink, Big Six, Purple Punch. And the number one snack combination on the WLTI Loser's Lounge Couch, North Carolina's own Krispy Kreme Classic Glazed Donuts and Izzy Soft Drinks. And the number one rule of the WLTI Loser's Lounge Couch, you can sleep on it, you can hog the cushions, but you do not hog the Krispy Kremes and Izzy Soda. Y'all don't come back now. You hear?
You know what? I have to think. I'm loving the first week, though. I saw the first. It's pretty good.
It is really good. It's. I love this. I love the twist so far. I love that we're getting right down to the drama, to the heart of the matter. It's like, I think casting really hit it out of the park again. What can I say? But we will see.
And then we will know the head of household by Sunday, and we'll talk about everything else next week.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, Jimmy, watch your ass. Because seriously, that was about the dumbest thing you could do. Really.
It is
dumb.
It is really, really dumb to play this hard this early.
But you know who is not dumb? This guy. Hit it.
From the Alex Trebek stage at Sony Pictures Studios, this is Jeopardy!
We ain't going nowhere! Oh, wait, I should probably not be singing that.
No,
I should not be.
But, no, but I will tell you this, we have a super champ going, and this man has won 13, I believe?
No, he's won 11. He's won 11, including tonight, where he is playing Scott Riccardi, by the way, engineer from Somerville, New Jersey, as we said last week, just up the way from Gordon. But 10 days, $262,101. Tonight, he goes up against Chad Bailey, a public relations professional from the ATL, and Marissa Cohen, a magazine writer and editor from just up Jason's way, New York City. It was.
It was bowling shoe ugly. And Scott has 40,000. Chad has -2. Marissa has 5,200. Scott does not have to bet a damn thing in this category. American novels.
The clue.
Oh, thank you. A critic described this novel as a man from down south sitting in a manhole up north, and signifying about how he got there.
Now, I should have gotten this because I actually read it. But, you know, it's been a while since 8th grade English class. What can I say? The correct response was, what is Ralph Ellison's Invisible Man?
Gordon, did you have anything?
Yes. I figured we're talking way down south. What is From Elon Musk Till Dawn?
Ah, okay. Well, Marissa didn't get it right. Scott didn't get it right, but unfortunately, he bet his money, dude.
Well,
I know you were.
You gotta think he's not in it for the money. He's in it for the game, and he already has enough money. I mean, look at his 11-day total, $282,101.
Yeah, I was gonna say he has more than enough money that he can be a little bit splurgy. Didn't work out, but he's got a good repertoire.
You know, and put it to you this way, if I didn't know any better, he will end up as a 17-day champion as we head to the season finale next Friday.
Yep, that is definitely a possibility. That is something.
But I will just say
reminder, June and July, near the end of the season, this is where you get some power champs.
Yes, and I will also again say this, he actually, he looks like, okay, Deagle, you might remember, you know Ben Platt
I remember Ben Platt, yes.
He looks like him a little bit, but he's very good.
He is very, very good.
Very good. So, from Sony Picture Studios to the workroom, we're almost done.
Almost. Just one more week, guys. Just one more. Okay, so we are down to the penultimate week of All Stars, and we have ourselves a talent invitational. It seems weird that we're looking at 8 people, and yet we're down to the next to last episode of the season. And still, one person's about to be eliminated, and another person is about to return.
Okay.
So that's kind of sort of weird. We'll get to that momentarily, but let's talk about the Talent Invitational, where you have people singing original songs, except for Lydia B. Collins and Mistress Isabel Brooks, who are relying more on their comedy chops to get through the day. By the way, the special guest is Andrea Paris Van Michaels, and your guest judge is Deborah Jacobs. And this was right after a mini challenge of, well, let's just say, the library is open. Yes, we have another reading and fundamental challenge. Bosco wins that, and Bosco wins the maxi challenge after the runway theme of Foiled Again, so Bosco can collect her $10,000 cash tip right over there. Meanwhile, the bottom two, Lydia B. Collins and Mistress Isabel Brooks, have to lip-sync for their life the song Guess by Charlie XCX featuring Billie Eilish. Mistress Isabel Brooks is eliminated. But is she, though? Because the judges have gotten together and voted for an eliminated queen to return to Drag Race for the finale. And in a 2-1 decision, Michelle and Tease voting for, Ross voting against, Kerry Colby is returning next week for the finale. So, okay. Who wins it, though? I mean, is this all just theater for Ginger Minj's ultimate victory?
Yes.
Yep.
That's what I think. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. Ginger Minj has won 3 challenges. No other queen has either come close. If Ginger Minj does not win this, it's a travesty. Very simply and very easily.
Yeah, I mean, it's been...
It feels... Once again, it feels like, hey, you've done so much for us throughout the years, and you're killing it right now. And we've used this edit before in all sorts of different people, which they've won. But I'll say this, with everything else, well-deserved.
Very well deserved.
Oh, yes. But the thing... Oh, and by the way, I was listening. I saw this on a clip. Survivor. Jeff Probst said there is no winner's edit. Bull hockey. Move.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, of course there's a winner.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Absolute BS, but...
Does he know about the winner's edit?
If you know about the winner's edit and you're saying that there is no winner's edit, there is a winner's edit. What? But Chico!
It's on Jeff Probst's desk. That's what it is.
Rule number 1, there is no fight club. Rule number 2, there is no winner's edit.
Anyway.
If you know, you know.
Right. But Chico, you saw this show, Family Recipe Showdown, debuted tonight on Food Network. What do we got?
Okay, remember Family Restaurant Rivals and Family Food Fight, that show that was on for like 1 week before it was canceled? It's okay. Like that.
Yes.
Only it's in New Orleans, and it's hosted by Octavia Spencer with a special guest with head judge Edgar Duke Chase. So the theme is families from all over the South come to New Orleans. They cook for two rounds, and at the end of one round, somebody gets an advantage, and somebody else gets eliminated. The last family standing at the end of two rounds wins $10,000.
Yay!
So yeah, if you saw Family Restaurant Rivals or Family Food Battle, it's basically the same show, only with a Southern flair. Let's just say.
And the fact that they got Octavia Spencer gives it a little bit more gravitas. But otherwise, it's nothing new.
It's nothing new. But here's words I never thought I'd hear. Reese Witherspoon is involved?
Jessica Chastain, Danielle Brooks, Eric Stonestreet, Tina Knowles, Candy Burris, Tim Gunn, and Al Roker and his daughter, Layla. But yeah, I mean, yeah. But again, it's the Food Network skeleton with a Southern dress up. See,
with a seersucker suit. It's a seersucker suit. Let's just say.
Yeah.
So
it's more of the same, but they didn't do anything wrong with it.
No, I didn't say it was wrong. I'm just saying it was there. You know.
It was a very solidly done show. I mean, it looks like things that Food Networks have done before, and it actually plays off rather well. Granted, we've seen it done multiple times before, but it plays off rather well. So, and I'm gonna give it a B. I'm gonna give it a B here.
I'm gonna split the difference. Production values are okay. I do like Octavia. Again, as Jason said, there's nothing new. There's a couple things they really could have done to make this new and neat and interesting, and I'm waiting for somebody to do it. It will not be done on this show. But eventually, maybe, sort of, kind of, possibly. So I'll split the difference, B minus.
Okay. Jay?
Again, yeah, I said C. Okay. Because, again, give me something new, give me something different, give me something interesting. This ain't it.
There you
it's
go.
It's good. It's good. It's average. It's there. So
it's a good show. I'm gonna use a phrase that Jim Williams likes to use. It's an improved show. There's room for improvement.
Yes, agreed. So you need me to? Do you need the full 5 minutes?
I'm gonna need 5.5 minutes, Jay.
All right, hold on, as I get my. The official WLTI stopwatch up and ready here.
Never time with anything less.
Yes. Five minutes and 30 seconds on the clock. The replay starts now.
Celebrity Family Feud Team Jay Hunt, Jennifer Hudson, David Otunga Jr., Marion Miller, Calvin Harrison Jr., and Rajia Hutchins, playing for the Jennifer Hudson Foundation, are playing Team Taraji. Taraji P. Henson, Jolon Shields, Tamara Allen April Henson, and Marcel Johnson, playing for the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation. It comes down to sudden death. Another way people say sexy. No, Gordon Pepper is not on the board. Rajia fires.
But he should be.
He should be.
Yes,
Rajia fires with Hot for the win, but they don't convert Fast Money. In the second half hour, it's the Rich Eisen show playing for St. Jude against the Dan Patrick and the Danettes playing for the Boys and Girls Club of Milford, Connecticut. Dan and the Danettes win, and they get the $25,000 in Fast Money. Press Your Luck season premiere is a salute to service. Val is an Army vet from Columbus, Mississippi. Jonathan is a Marine gunnery sergeant from Rockland, Massachusetts. And Lenitra is a Marine, Army, and Navy vet from Pleasant Hill, North Carolina. Lenitra ends up with 13,442 after Jonathan whammies out. In the bonus game, Krispy Kreme, a dozen every month for 12 years, and the party bus. Lenitra knows how delicious those donuts are. She hits the donuts worth $93.53, but whammies in round two, but she does have offered a family cruise to the Caribbean, a ruby necklace, and an inflatable obstacle course, which she also hits. Shopping vacation in Dubai, which she also hits, but whammies again. Round four, two cars, an electric BMW and a Ford F-150, which she hits those in round five. So, to recap, she wins an electric BMW, a Ford F-150, and a Jaguar Safari in Brazil. Those prizes total $253,701. Combined with the $52,250 in cash she's won, gives her a grand total of $305,951. Tevin
Congratulations.
Thank you. Tevin Jones is in the news on Let's Make a Deal with Curtain Number 2 and the Clue of Berlin. It's a trip to Germany worth $9,618. He trades that in for a door, picking number 2. Behind number 3, a pool table and game room worth $7,620. Behind his door...
Well, was a pool table for Dan?
No. Behind his door...
If you know, you know.
A trip to Nashville worth $5,264. The big one was behind Big One, a Kia Soul. Destination X is down to 5 with Biggie, Rick, Peter, Allie, and Shane, who know they're in Venice. Now they're playing challenges for safety. After the Mask and Dagger challenges, Biggie has to decide to break a 3-way tie. Allie and Peter join Rick in the Garden of Lost Souls, where Allie is eliminated. And... in MasterChef, the top 9 are playing Recipe Telephone. 60 minutes to prep a recipe, one chef will start, 30 minutes later, the other will finish. Top 3, Jessica and Jesse, Rachel and Julio, and Tina and Avon. Rachel and Julio win dinner at all 3 judges' restaurants, while your bottom 3 are Tana and Kate, Michelle and Zach, and Ryan, Kate, and Kayla. Ryan, Kate, and Kayla are out. And that is a replay. Stop the clock.
You had 2 minutes to go, and that's kind of cool, so we'll use those 2 minutes to set us up for the rest of the show. Let's do it.
Yes.
What do you got?
Still to come on the big show grab, we have the return of Dragon Butt. If you know, you know. But first, it's all the news you didn't even know you needed to know, including a favorite from Korea is finally coming to America. With Gordon Pepper and Jason Block, I'm Chico Alexander, 6-5-1, you're home! We love to interrupt. You give us 22 minutes.
And we'll give you 22 different relics that we can find in the Big Brother household, besides Julie Chen.
What did you just say?
That joke worked well last week. It works just as well this time.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. We'll be right back.
One in 4 of us will be affected by mental illness at some point in our lives. Yet nearly 2/3 of us will never seek help, especially men. We pride ourselves on courage and our ability to never show weakness. But mental health touches us all. We are athletes, actors, and musicians. We are friends, husbands, and fathers. It's one of us, it's one of you. It's time for men to talk about mental health. Help starts with the conversation, end the stigma. To learn more about our stories, visit bringchangethemind.org.
Brain Vision is presented by Physical 420. 100 of the world's top athletes will compete in some of the world's most grueling physical challenges, with the additional challenge of being ripped out of their skulls on that sweet, sweet, sticky, icky. It is Physical 420. Look on Jay Stronto.
That gives it new meaning.
That advertisement didn't come out of personal experience, now, Chico, did it?
No. Hey, you know, I've set this before and I'll say it again. Do you know what's scary? This is me stone cold sober.
Right. Oh, and by the way, Chico, I'm going to need your breaking news sounder once we get to the Concords. Okay?
Okay.
There's a reason why. You'll see.
Well, let's get to the Concords. But first, Gordon with the phrase that pays.
All that beautiful brain footage.
From the four corners of the globe to your frontal lobe, this is WLTI Brain Vision News with Chico Alexander, Gordon Pepper, and the award-winning Brain Vision News team.
Thank you very much, Doug Morris, as always. You can follow Doug Morris on all social media, Doug Morris Games at Rock 104, Rock Tracks at Attracts Productions, and don't forget to listen to Doug Morris every Sunday as he hosts Rock Tracks with Doug Morris from high atop his palatial estate in the Pine Belt. That's Rock 104's Rock Tracks with Doug Morris on Rock 104 WXRR Hattiesburg, 104.5 on your FM dial and all over the known
multiverse.
On rock104fm.com, the Odyssey app, and the Rock 104 apps.
Please hit the breaking news sounder for this one. Am I good?
You're good.
Okay. It was announced a couple of hours ago that The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, the reason why we mentioned him, he produced After Midnight with Taylor Tomlinson, is canceled by CBS and will be leaving the air May 2026, along with the fact that the Late Show franchise itself will be leaving CBS as of May 2026.
So they're getting all the way out of the late night game.
Yes, they're done. And you have a quote, right?
In a statement, CBS said the decision to end Late Show is purely a financial decision against the challenging backdrop in late night. It is not related in any way to the show's performance, content, or other matters happening at Paramount.
The narrator.
It has to do with all of those things.
Cue the MUFO, please.
Sorry?
Yeah.
So what do you think it is?
I think it has to do with all of those things.
I'm thinking it has everything to do with Paramount and that issue. I mean, keep in mind again, they had to settle a $10 million suit just so they can get that going against the Donald.
That's right.
So,
And a lot of people are blaming this cancellation on said lawsuit settlement.
Where there's smoke, there's fire, guys.
There is.
And the thing is, South Park, likes of South Park and The Daily Show are worried that they might be next because some backdoor shenanigans are happening with those franchises, too.
Correct. And this, by the way, this is not going away by any stretch of the imagination.
No, it's not.
But you have something, and one of your favorite and Gordon's favorite shows is coming to America.
Yes, it is.
It's business. It's business time.
I don't know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say it's time for business. It's business time. Ooh.
It's business. It's business.
Netflix has released its plans for the next year or so. On the top of that list, a U.S. version of Physical 100. Now, if you remember, this is the Korean game show where elite athletes, bodybuilders, military professionals, fitness influencers face off in grueling quests that test strength, endurance, and mental fortitude. Expect more of the same in the U.S. version. By the way, it's casting right now. Go to Tadam at Netflix for more information. Producing Physical 100 USA, also Physical 100 Europe, that's coming too. Arthur Smith and Company with Arthur Smith, David Friedman, Anthony Storm, and Eli Baldridge as executive producers. So, if you know a gym rat, and we all do,
Well, now, can I ask a question? Because I don't know of this. Is this a performance-enhancing free zone?
Yes.
Okay, good.
This is okay. All natural, baby.
Good enough. But, Gordon, dude, I didn't realize that the book was going to be this big in the middle of July. Really?
Well, we need programming, and summer's a good enough place to put it. You know, of all the things that we're talking about all the negativity in terms of the current TV atmosphere, there's a lot of positive. A lot of it being, hey, we still need content.
Yep.
Like, for example, we have the season finales on the date book on Friday of RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars, Untucked, the premiere of Too Hot to Handle Italy, with an Italian version of Lana, and Would I Lie to You UK, which is a season premiere on BritBox. Monday is the season finale of Super Mega Cakes. Wednesday is the season finale of Building the Band. The season premieres of Bets and New Threats, The Challenge, and Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with Drew Carey and Aisha Tyler and Ken Jennings and the mortal enemy of Jimmy Kimmel, Matt Damon. And the season premiere of Match Game with, to match the stars of, Evan Nealon, Selena Gomez, Edie Wong, Anthony Anderson, Carrie Delevingne, and Z-Way? Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. And then next week, a week from today, is Celebrity Family Feuds, the Arquettes versus Martina McBride, and then Patti LaBelle versus Fantasia. But let's talk about Dad Abdo. Now, Gordon Ramsay has written a lot of books. Okay, I have to look at how many he has. Okay. He has written 26 books, okay? And his most recent was called Restaurant Gordon Ramsay, A Story of Excellence. But I believe he's got a new book under his new imprint, right, Chico?
Yes, it is called Idiot Sandwich, 100 Plus Recipes to Elevate Your Sandwich Game. It'll be the first title from Bite Books, which is an imprint between Studio Ramsay and Harper Collins' Harper Influence. It will be launched September 30th, and it will feature some of Ramsay's best sandwich recipe for any meal, even dessert. We have the Mississippi Slug Burger, the Chip Buddy, the Sicilian Steak, a Sushi Sandwich, and Gordon's Yum to Wellington Sando.
You know that book? That's a very smart choice.
It is a very smart choice. Which means
he got some dumb ones.
Yeah, on the flip side, we have a continuation from a story last week.
Welcome to Dumb Decisions.
That's dumb.
You're so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Okay, so last week we talked about Greg Wallace being fired from MasterChef UK because he was a very, very bad boy. Well, his co-host John Tarode was equally bad, and now he's been fired. The BBC,
oops.
The BBC and Banijay UK said Tuesday that Tarode's contract will not be renewed after the Lewis Silkin investigation upheld an allegation that he used an extremely offensive racist term in 2018. The BBC said the BBC takes this upheld finding extremely seriously. We will not tolerate racist language of any kind, and as we have already said, we told Banijay UK, the makers of MasterChef, that action must be taken. John Tarode's contract on MasterChef will not be renewed.
Oops.
In an Instagram statement posted, Tarode acknowledged he is the individual who is alleged to have used racial language on one occasion. But for this, and he said, and now I'm quoting, For the sake of transparency, I confirm that I am the individual who is alleged to have used racist language on one occasion. I have absolutely no recollection of any of this, and I do not believe that it happened.
Yipes.
Really? Really?
Not a good look.
No. Not even a good look. But
what about some haterade?
What about some haterade?
Haterade! Now, okay. Remember, I believe it was last year, when Perry Farrell had a very public fight on stage with the band members of Jane's Addiction, including Dave Navarro, who, why? We're talking about this, right? So Jane's Addiction has sued Perry Farrell for $10 million in damages.
Yes.
And you said that Perry Farrell countersued?
Yeah. In the band's complaint, which has been reviewed by several sources, Navarro accused Perry Farrell of assault and battery. All three musicians alleged intentional inflictions, keyword, alleged, of emotional distress, negligence, breach of fiduciary duty, breach of contract, and indemnity of contribution. As for Perry Farrell, he has accused Dave Navarro and the band of assault and battery, and all three of his ex-bandmates of intentional infliction of emotional distress, negligence, infliction of emotional distress, and breach of contract bylaws. That was filed alongside the singer's wife, Eddie Lau Farrell, and Wilton Hilton, the band's touring company, as plaintiffs. The complaint argues that Navarro and Avery instigated the Boston altercation.
Yipe.
That's not good.
That's ugly.
So where are we sending all these racist and violent people and all that stuff? Where are they going?
They're going to take a chill pill and in the Philippines. Drag Race Philippines is challenging the Asian world in what they're calling Slasian Royale. Queens from the Philippines that will take on queens from all over the Drag Race
multiverse.
From the Philippines, we have Season 2's Arizona Brandy, Season 2's Bernie, Season 1's Brigading, Season 3's Kiana, and Season 1's Vinyas Deluxe. From all over the Drag Race
multiverse,
we have Ivory Glaze from Drag Race Down Under Season 3, Kitty Space from Drag Race France Season 2, Madame Yoko from Drag Race Belgique Season 2, Siam Fushri from Drag Race Thailand, Suki Doll from Canada's Drag Race Season 2, Sum Ting Wong from RuPaul's Drag Race UK Season 1, and Yu Hua from Drag Race Season 10. Drag Race Philippines is set to premiere Wednesday, August 13th on WOW Presents Plus with Paolo Ballesteros as host of the competition.
So then we're going to get some Filipino media pros, I guess.
We are.
I got pros. In different area codes. Area codes. Pro in different area code.
In this week's Media Pro Report, we have Jeremy Clarkson greenlit to host Billionaire Hot Seat in the UK. It's a cheeky younger.
Okay, I actually have a couple.
All right. Go ahead.
American Idol mentor Jelly Roll has now lost again over 200 pounds and is now going to do a SummerSlam match with Randy Orton against Drew McIntyre and Logan Paul. Also, Ginger Minj, we talked about that. Is doing her Hocus Pocus live tour with Jujubee, Sephira Crystal, and Dragula champion Landon Snyder.
Nice. Okay, Chris McCausland, who just won Strictly in the UK, is piloting the easiest quiz in the world. The easiest quiz show in the world. That is the title of the show. It is a Richard Bacon format. Remember Richard Bacon, the former host of 500 Questions, which absolutely nobody could answer. Nick Van Steenberg considered quitting after Sierra Ortega was kicked out of Love Island. By the way, don't be shocked if that comes back next summer.
It got ratings, it got eyeballs, and it was absolutely, you know, lowbrow. Perfect for this time of year.
Oh, totally. Dermot O'Leary is piloting a sports quiz for five from the creators of The Wheel and American Gladiators, so something to look forward to there. Allison Hammond has been tapped to host Hole in the Wall, the reboot for BBC. Jeff Ross has been diagnosed with colon cancer.
As in the roast guy? The one who was supposed to make his Broadway debut?
Yep.
That guy?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Camille
Nanjiani is actually is starring with Jinx Monsoon on the Broadway version of Oh Mary, by the way.
Oh, nice. Joan Vassos is concentrated on her son's wedding and not so much her own. She's not ready to marry Chuck Chappell yet. Is this wedding ever going to happen? I don't know. Kelly Osbourne opens up about rumors that her dad is dying. She blames AI and then asks, what the is wrong with you people? We have guest sharks for next season in the Shark Tank. They are Allison Ellsworth, founder and chief brand officer of Poppy, Chip and Joanna Gaines, the Magnolia people, Alexis Ohanian, the founder of Reddit, Kendra Scott, the owner and founder of Kendra Scott, Vaughn Weaver, founder and CEO of Uncle Nearest, Rashawn Williams, venture capitalist for the Atlanta Falcons, and Michael Strahan. Gabby Windy has been tapped to host Love Overboard on Hulu. That'll debut in 2026. Arianna Maddox will host the second season of Love Island Games for Peacock. Lee Mack will host the 1% Club rollover on ITV. But none of them are your pro of the week, and it is somebody that we've talked about on this show before, more than once.
There you go.
Nearly two decades after competing on season one of America's Got Talent, with a detour on American Idol, of course, season 11, it's Jessica Sanchez. You remember her. She came in second to Philip Phillips. And then
she's going to win this one.
And then she was on Glee. So this Tuesday on America's Got Talent, what did she perform? Anyway. She said that America's Got Talent was the beginning of that fire that sparked inside of me. Throughout the years, I kind of fell out of love with music because I was young and I was so swayed by what people wanted me to be. So maybe it took me 20 years, but I know exactly who I am and exactly what I want. I'm excited to be back. She performed Benson Boone's Beautiful Things. Sofia Vergara had something to say. I think there's something very special happening on stage with you. You're so beautiful. You're so ready to do all of this. I really don't understand what happened in these 20 years, but I guess they weren't meant to be because this was a special moment. And I think you deserve this. Golden buzzer! Boom.
She's good. There's your winner right there, right, She?
I'm not going to say complete winner. I'm going to say leader in the clubhouse.
Fair.
Uh-huh. I get that. I totally get that. And before we close out Brain Vision, another bit of breaking news.
Oh.
I hope you have some more of that Love Island money, because NBC is going to want another $3 a month if you are a subscriber to Peacock.
Not a shock.
Nope. Not a shock at all.
Need to get all their money where they are. And we also forgot to add the sad note of whether we lost Connie Francis.
Oh, that's right. Today. That's right.
You know, you forgot about that.
Legendary star. Legendary.
Legendary and very interesting story. Not to necessarily get a downer, but there was a very, very bad thing that happened to her on a Dick Clark-related tour. And throughout his entire life, he never forgave himself for letting that happen to her. That tour, you could look it up as to what that incident is. Not going to go into it here.
There you go. So, Gordon,
so
round us out,
please. And those are your pros.
And that is Brain Vision. Jason, if you would, please.
Wait, could you tell me where the button is again? Could you point
it's
it out?
It's right next to Dan Larson's multiverse button there, dude.
Oh, this one right here.
I knew you'd find it.
Okay.
I knew you'd find it. Okay, speaking of All-Stars, we have a whole list of shows who have All-Star seasons, and we're going to rank them in our version of the I don't even know what those things are called, but we're calling it Who's Your Daddy, and it's coming up right after this on We Love to Interrupt on 5&1. We'll be right back.
Brain Vision has been brought to you by the Mosasaurus Games. Forget the squid. There's a new beast in town. And it doesn't want to just be released. It wants to feast. That is the Mosasaurus Games. Squids, better ink out.
I'm assuming that's a Jurassic Park reference?
Yes, it is.
Good movie, by the way, Jurassic Park Rebirth.
By the way... Yeah. Thank you for feeding the Mosasaurus before doing the break. Because last week was ugly.
Yeah, it really was. But what's not ugly? The All-Star Game, which was a classic. So in the spirit of that, we're doing the All-Star edition of Who's Your Daddy? What does that mean, Chico?
Who's Your Daddy is basically our version of the tiered favorite chart. We talk about a subject, and then we give inserts on that subject and rank them from best to worst, a.k.a. let's say if you were ranking the three of us, Gordon would be my daddy, and I would be Jason Block's daddy.
There you go.
There you go. Okay, but so here we go. So these are 8 versions of shows that have All-Star editions. We're going to rank them. Chico, who do you have first?
Well, first of all, we're going to have the first ever All-Star edition, and that would be Survivor All-Stars. Best play the game, play it again.
So. It is where it is, but it has its flaws, because again, it's about casting, it's about recency bias, it's about who has a bigger target, things like that. So that's where I am with that.
All right. Then we have next up on our list.
No.
Gordon.
Do you have any opinion?
It is where it is, which is right in the middle. So I'll be like, yay, let's move on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Next up, RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars. Got 10 seasons worth of material for that.
Hello, Survivor. Drag Race All-Stars, for the most part, except for All-Star 7, was and is a popularity contest. And who can make RuPaul more money? Below Survivor.
I'm going to go below Survivor for another reason, is that usually it is so doggone predictable. Everything else is just theater. So, yeah, below Survivor.
Actually, going to agree. Below Survivor, a number of reasons. If it was just All-Star 7 and just this past season, yes, it would be a lot higher, but it's not. It's a little bit also.
So that goes there.
Okay.
All right. Next up. Big Brother.
Hello, Drag Race. Okay? Because the game is even more of a popularity contest. Because there's always pre-gaming. There's previous relationships in there. And they just don't do it right. Below Drag Race.
I'm going to have to agree with Jason on all of the points. Yeah, below Drag Race.
Yeah, I agree with that also. It was neat because you did have winners competing in some of them. But there's way too much pre-gaming.
So there you go.
So, yeah.
Right there. Okay.
Bottom ski. Next.
Next up. Hell's Kitchen All-Stars.
Above Drag Race. This is actually one of the better versions of the All-Stars because you actually get second chances for people who may, for the most part, may have deserved them. So, above Drag Race.
I'm going to go above Survivor because...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the thing of it is, Hell's Kitchen is very easy to watch, and at the same time, it's very unpredictable. So it's one of the more interesting food shows out there. So I'm going above Survivor.
I'm going to go below Survivor because I think it's good. I think it's decent, but there's nothing in there that screams must watch TV. You see the continuation of some of the people that failed in their earlier quests. That's all you got.
That's fair.
Okay.
All right. Next on our list, Jeopardy Masters.
Gordon, is that the correct All-Star version? In your opinion?
Yeah. I'm okay with that, and I'm going to put that all the way up in the top.
It is, but also remember also what's really cool is not just because it's the All-Stars, it's because the fact that the question writing gets really, really ramped up, and then you get really, really good players who you want to see play compete, and it's just awesome.
It is, and for that reason, it goes all the way up top for me, too. Next on our list, Top Chef All-Stars.
You're not going to believe this one. This is above Jeopardy, and I'll tell you why. For me, this is because you're getting people who are really, really, really good, and the competition gets really, really, really hot, and the drama is minimalized, and it's just, it's fascinating to watch, especially remember.
It's all about.
And the World All-Stars, where Buddha Low kicked the world's, won the whole thing.
I know what you wanted to say. It's a good thing that you stopped yourself, but I totally agree. So, yeah, it goes above Jeopardy for me.
It goes above Jeopardy, but for a different reason, which is you actually had a Winners All-Stars, which was really cool from all sorts of different networks. and network programming. So I like that sort of stuff. So I'm in with that.
Okie dokie. And now we go to Project Runway All-Stars.
Here's where I think it goes below Hell's Kitchen. Because some of the people who come back for All-Stars are there for the drama, not the clothes. So that's where I have it.
Yeah, for the same reason and the same place, it's below Hell's Kitchen. Might even be below Drag Race, because at least Drag Race is theater that you can get into. Project Runway, I can't see myself getting into that. Not saying it's a bad show, I just can't see myself getting into that.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to agree with Chico on this. It's nice, it's there, it doesn't move the needle for me, sorry.
Okay, so we got Top Chef, Jeopardy, Survivor, Hell's Kitchen, Drag Race, then Project Runway.
That's right. And yep.
Big Brother on the bottom. And finally on our list, we have The Amazing Race All-Stars.
This is this. Amazing Race is a good show. The people who they, again, it's about the casting. Below Hell's Kitchen for me. Oh, actually, you know what? Above Hell's Kitchen for me.
I'm going to have to go above Survivor, because the game is the game and it doesn't need any help. That being said, the casting, you know, it makes or breaks the season. But again, it's all about the game.
Okay.
Gordon?
Well, most of it's about the game for me. Some of it is about the characters and the personalities and the backgrounds and the people with that. And I'm going to put it below Top Chef, for that matter. For me, it's all about not just the strategy, but also about the people and the personalities. What happened after this?
Right.
Right.
So that averages about there.
Yes. So we each have All-Stars. Dancing with the Stars All-Stars edition.
It's like it's good, but at the same time, it's repetitive.
Yes. And the thing was is that, you know, it only happened once, right? I believe.
Yeah, and it was like one of those. It was like we have some really good dancers, but we just had dancers that were there to generate interest. So it was a balance between the bad and the good.
I'm going to put it below Big Brother, actually.
I'm going to put it above Big Brother, but not by much, because, like I said. It's all I'll put it above Project Runway, because like I said, it's all theater. There's something at least there pulling me in.
Gordon?
I'm going to agree with Jay. It doesn't do it for me, sorry.
Okay. So that goes right there. And I have an all-star season that might even be worse than that. America's Got Talent, The Champions.
Whee!
Oh, boy! Dragon Butt.
Ugly.
Dragon Butt Central. I mean, that's terrible. That's just awful.
Yeah, I mean, we're basically, okay, which one of you is going to make Simon Cowell the most money?
Yeah, well, I mean, it, that is what it is. That shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. But no, that's definitely Dragon Butt.
There you go. And finally, Gordon.
We're talking about All-Stars. we're talking about this All-Star is, what is an All-Star? We ask people to come back and return and play the game. If you remember, and they did this during the old seasons, Wheel of Fortune has had tournaments of champions, yes, where they brought people back to play.
I do remember that.
You mean you're talking about the fan favorites over the last couple of years?
I am.
If you really want to call that, my brain just went. fan favorites, the Wheel of Fortune goes right below Jeopardy. Those were fun weeks, and I know that I think Ryan hosted one tournament that there was actually a returning tournament this week.
Uh-huh.
This year, the iHeartRadio Music Festival. So it goes below Jeopardy.
I agree. At Wheel of Fortune, they love bringing those people back, and we love watching them. So yeah, it goes right there.
I like that too. I'll do that.
Okay, so the final chart. Top Chef is the patriarch, the head of the table, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
Followed by Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, Amazing Race, Survivor, Hell's Kitchen, Drag Race, Project Runway, Big Brother, Dancing with the Stars, and in the Dragon Butt, AGT Champions.
Well, at least. Hey now, we're all stars, but we have one more thing to do, and that's a speed round. And we will do that right after this at 5 and 1, because we've got one more segment and then episode 500 next week.
WLTI has been brought to you by The Revenge. You like revenge? We like revenge. It's Traitor's Revenge. It's all sorts of revenge. Especially in politics and everywhere else. It's a new reality show where it's just all about revenge and drama, since we like the drama. Traitors need apply.
So it's The Revenge. That's the name of the show. The Revenge.
The Revenge.
Anyway, but we need a speed round, and we'll start it now. Big Brother, if Jimmy doesn't win head of household, is he out?
Yes. Yes, he's out.
Especially if Rachel wins.
If Rachel wins, all bets are off. Jeopardy.
Oh, and by the way, people were like, oh, it's so unfair to bring in Rachel. No. Jeez.
Well, I mean, right now, Rachel is just as vulnerable as anybody else.
That's true.
Exactly.
And even more so because she won the whole thing once.
So yeah, I mean, if you keep her, you're dumb.
There you go.
If they're smart, she would be out by week 4. We'll see.
Jeopardy. We're heading to the final full week of competition. Are we going to talk about Scott Riccardi at the beginning of next season?
Yeah, we are. I think he's going to get the 17. I think he's going to get 17, and then we're going to wait for the 6 weeks, and he's going to start. He's going to be the number one seed in the Tournament of Champions, whenever that is.
Can't wait for that.
Probably.
Drag Race, who wins? And why Ginger do you Minge. Say Ginger Minge?
Right, because Ginger Minge is going on tour, and Ginger Minge is the most popular, and Ginger Minge is the, you know, RuPaul's favorite for the moment right now.
Oh, there you go.
Yep. AGT, have we found our million-dollar act yet?
Yes.
We have?
We found her this week. You said so yourself.
Jessica Sanchez.
She's got to win. Either her or the cute kid with a guitar from last week.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still thinking cute kid with guitar.
Okay, so there's that. Okay, do we have any mail or social media posts?
I'm asking.
We don't, but if you want to send us some, our address is WLTI@GameShowNewsNet.com, or you can follow us on all social media at GameShowNewsNet. I am at Dino R. Alexander.
I'm at Beat the Block, number 2 at the end.
And I'm GSN and Haterade.
And the network is at 5&1net. That's the number 5, ANDONENET. We talk about anything and everything network-wide, including some more breaking news that we're going to have to talk about on the BS Big Show soon, Jay. Lloyd Howell...
Camp's open in... What are we going to do it the 22nd or the 29th?
Probably the 29th, but... We have to talk about Lloyd Howell Jr. stepping down as executive director of the NFL Players Association.
Okay. That's pretty big.
That is pretty big. Also pretty big, TJ Watt's paycheck.
That's right. He is now the highest non-QB player, paid player in the NFL, with an average of $41 million a season to go after quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers. Oh, no, that's right. He's on his own team. Oh, never mind. Yes. Yeah, exactly. We'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. Gordon, the UVA, the opt-out season and trash-talking season has begun.
Opt-out season next week. Trash-talk season is always eternal.
Of course, ubatoday.info for all your Underground Bowling Association needs. Do you want to talk about, is the NFT still around or no?
Yes, they are. You can go get some.
He's good. Yes, exactly. Chico, of course, on the NAWC, we're going to talk about a long weekend in wrestling, including an amazing women's pay-per-view in Evolution, with a brilliantly executed cash-in, and Saturday night's main event got good stuff for Goldberg, but he's upset because it wasn't all about him, you see.
Wow, baby.
And of course, we're going to talk about the Seth Rollins injury, the jelly roll where he actually chokeslammed Logan Paul through a table on Jimmy Kimmel last night, which is pretty fun. If you check the video out, it's online. As we are 2 weeks away from SummerSlam at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Chico, it was a thing.
Okay, so we talked about the magnificent marble machine on Saturday, and then Tuesday to coincide with the All-Star game. You're wondering why we talked about All-Stars this week? This is why. But instead of 2025, we're talking about 1981, the birth of legends, the result of the strike, and Morgana the Kissing Bandit.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we've just released a new Best Of episode. It's a re-release of episode 47, The Kids' Guide to the Internet. You want to know what the kids were doing in 1997? They were going surfing on the internet. For the very first time. Writing an email to Bill Clinton and watching Mr. Ed in a pixelated small QuickTime window. Y'all remember QuickTime, right?
Yes, I do.
Yep.
Okay, and all of that is at itwasathingontv.com. But next week... Next week is the big one, folks. A show so big that we're going to have to take separate nights to record it. Don't ask me what's going on. I don't know. But I do know is that Gordon, Jason, and myself are all going to come together to celebrate our milestone 500th episode of the World's Strongest Game Show podcast.
Wee.
And we couldn't have done it without you. So be on the lookout for that as we get set to open another chapter in game show history. But until then, for Gordon Pepper and Jason Block and everybody at 5&1, my name is Chico Alexander. Our time is up. We thank you for yours. Game over. And spread the love.
Good night.